you're blackpilled.
I got robbed by the same hooker twice in one day. And they've been manipulating weather since like the 1800s.
Are you crazy?
Yep. Donkey Kong is a cuck video.
Dude, why not?
If you study the moon, it makes no sense. Fallen angels came down, mated with the daughters of men. The world's ran by black sorcerers.
Is that real?
Pac-Man's about the moon. Super Mario's about life. That's my opinion. Is this too weird?
Too weird. This is all you talk about.
Buddy, thank you for coming, bro.
Anytime, Jamie Kennedy. Dude, I love you, buddy.
I love you back.
You're a good man.
Thank you, buddy. You are. So you are considered to me the original of all the... I hate to say the word conspiracy. Don't you think that's a bad word?
Yeah, I don't... I mean, they want to demonize it. Like, for a long time, Jimmy Dore hated that term. But I'm just like, embrace it. That's why I came up with the name Tinfoil Hat for my podcast. Because I love NWA. I just love that. And they're like, even as a kid, I was like, oh, they took the word, they owned it. Mm-hmm. You know, little did I know later on they were a CIA front. But, you know, but I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what is the most demonized term for conspiracy theorists I can come up with? And I saw Tinfoil Hat. I saw that there were any other podcasts currently going called Tinfoil Hat. So I'm like, I'm going to call it Tinfoil Hat. And what was very interesting is that when I first started it, everybody was like, dumb name, dude. People are going to hate it. I go, okay. And then it turned out to be a blessing in disguise because I have this theory that when you name your podcast, people want to know exactly what it's going to be, unless you're a famous person like Jamie Kennedy. They want you to know. So when they're scrolling for a new podcast and they're going through the names, they want to know exactly what they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like, My Favorite Murder, Small Town Murder. I don't know if we can swear on here, but, you know,
you
Guys We Fucked. That was like the first big female comedy podcast because everyone knew exactly what they were talking about. The new big one is called Are You Garbage? You know exactly what they're talking about there. And then Tinfoil Hat. So it took off. So, I don't even know why I brought that up. But the point, conspiracy theory.
The word.
So I have no problems with owning it. The new thing is, The psyop with the term black pill. Have you heard that? Oh, you're black pilled.
Well, it was red pilled, and then you couldn't say.
So here
it.
Are the pills in the order that I think it goes.
Okay.
Blue pill, red pill, black pill, white pill.
Can I tell you what I think they are? The blue pill is what everyone takes every day.
Is the people who believe the official narrative.
Let's say normies.
Still watching MSNBC and CNN.
Okay. The red pill are people, I think, like me, that have done some digging.
Yes. Okay. Done some research. Mm-hmm. Understand there's an alternative story that we're not told.
Black pill is deeper than the red pill?
Black pill is... This they're doing it no matter what. There's nothing, you know, it's happening. There, and to a point, depending on how black the black pill is, there's no hope. And then the white pill is...
What do you mean no hope?
Like, they're going to do whatever they want to do.
Meaning?
Like, oh, they're going to install the Palantir Omni.
But you're a black pilled person, meaning you know it's going to happen.
You're like, it's going to, it's doing
nothing
it.
Can stop. Yeah, like AI is going to wash over everything. We can't stop it.
We can't stop
it. Okay, I'm with that too. Go
ahead.
And
then the white pill, some people think the white pill's first. I think the white pill's last. The white pill is, you want make change, you got change within. It's God. Yeah. It's God. You know, connection, human being, vibrations, high vibrations, low vibrations. If you want to change the world, you got to change yourself. And by changing yourself, you show people how to beat the system. And that is the white pill.
So what are you on that pill now?
I'm on the white pill. I'm crushing white pills. And
so are you someone like me in the sense that I believe in order to change something, you can't change City Hall, but you have to go inside of it to make the change.
That's how it's going. But I also think that the truth is like by being an example to others, that's how you change. People listen to your podcast. People listen to my podcast. They get data. They apply it to their life. And then they end up making differences. And I go on the road. I get all, dude, you changed my life. And I'm so thankful for those conversations. You see people living in low vibrational. I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
It's like speaking your truth that you're living. The truth.
Well, you're living your most honest truth. You're listening to yourself. So I was watching a clip from Rogan, and he was interviewing an author. and they were talking about what causes anxiety and depression. And I have my own theory on that, and this is all based on just feel. My opinion is that anxiety and depression comes from when your programming that has been just drilled into you since you were a child, when your programming conflicts with reality. So you get programmed, let's say, women, right, in feminism. You get pounded into you, feminism, you know, the patriarchy, all this stuff, all working against you. So you really start to buy in. You're just eating the feminist narrative. And then you get to the real life, and you want to apply that to real life, and it doesn't work. That's where depression comes in. That's where anxiety starts to grow. And it's like this notion of like you working against your natural drive, your natural instincts. And you see that a lot with like how powerful these psyops and these programs are, because you see people working against their own natural drive. You have women not wanting to have children because they want follow careers. You have people not wanting a family, not having kids. All this stuff goes against their natural drive that is instinctive into themselves. And that's where anxiety comes from. That's where depression comes in, because your view of life does not fit the reality in which you live in.
Yeah, just like just the simplest example is being an actress, being a theater kid, getting your first kind of good role, and a producer trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
You thought, I got here because I'm talented.
Right.
And it's a disillusionment of the sadness of
the realities. Yeah, 100%. And, you know, this is another thing I get into is that, you know, I'm reading this book on Alexander II right now. Lately, I've been forced myself to read like 30 minutes a day.
It's a lot.
I mean, but it teaches you to love reading.
I know, but in the world of this.
Yeah, I got to get off that, dude.
I know.
I just see nothing but tits and ass all day, and it's just like it's gotten to the point over it.
That's your alg.
Yeah,
I have a theory on that, but I want to hear yours. But do you think that we're over sexualized so much that I'm actually turned off?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
It used to be when you saw an absolutely beautiful woman, that was a big event in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're everywhere, and they've completely and utterly played into this kind of like sex doll,
commodified as well.
100 everything is it, and it's really funny because, like, you know, there's always this discussion about are female comics funny. I think they're hilarious. I could go through a whole list of just straight murderers, but you look at the content these hot chicks are putting out, it's the worst, dumbest content out there. Everything's like, hey, my tits are jiggling, and you're like, that's all we're doing right here? Like, mm-hmm. It's so primal. And like to be a gorgeous female content creator is like being a pro athlete.
Mm-hmm.
It's the highs are so high, the access is so high, and then at some point it shuts down. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get into this whole thing about how society doesn't care about women over the age of 35 and stuff like that. And like, no, in reality, you're not invisible. You've just become like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like now you have to earn everything you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you remember back, you know, when you get, when you're on your social media and suddenly a celebrity like Marissa Tomei liked a post of mine.
Marissa
Tomei, yeah. Whatever her name. I was so excited. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, I love you.
That's a good get.
Right? She and I screenshot it, I put it out, and I'm like, we never get bored of winning, right? That's a big that's a big deal, right?
Big win.
But sometimes when a super hot chick likes your post, it's the same feeling. Right? It's almost like a celebrity hit you. That's how powerful being a hot chick is.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like all physical powers, it starts to wane over time.
Mm-hmm.
New product comes off the conveyor belt, and it's just a different time. And they're like, oh, it's women. Nobody cares about society, women over 35. Society. No, no, no. You just now have to earn everything.
For the record, I still think Marissa Tomei is very hot.
No, she's a smoke show.
And celebrity, so it's just a double.
So that's a double banger.
You got
right
a double whammy right
that's
there.
That's two. That's yes. Double the points.
But so you're going back and you're saying this stuff, and so when you white pill, because you said a lot, you are now living exactly what you're saying, and I feel that you are the person that really is the forefront of this. I put you kind of like right behind Alex Jones. Would you say that?
Thank you. I think I'm just under there. I think David Icke, Alex Jones, Eddie Bravo.
Yep, you,
Eddie. And I don't know who would be the fourth on that Mount Rushmore, but they're up there. And then mm-hmm. there's a bunch of us. I do feel like, I don't know if I was the original, but one of the first, you know, first couple conspiracy comedy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it started out just me wanting to talk to comedians about conspiracies, and then serious people wanted to come on the show to talk about serious, and then just became a whole nother thing, and it just became this kind of like alternative news that people listen to every day to find out what's going on in the world. And then COVID hit, and I hit it in overdrive. I was doing a Patreon every day because I was turning on sports, and it was all COVID, it was all BLM, it was all this like super psyop-y stuff, and you couldn't get away from it. And I'm like, oh, people need to go somewhere where they can hear what's really going on and not be brainwashed. So I started doing it all the day on Patreon, and my fans, and still, they still follow me, a lot of them. They were called the local celebrities, and we would, you know, that's where it grew.
Wait, you said the anxiety. That's also in the comment on. I 100% agree with that. There's so much to say to you, but I have to face focused. Is that I believe in vibrations.
I'm all vibrations,
and I'm with you on this. And in fact, I try not to even really mess with negative comments because I believe they've pulled me down to their level. Not that I'm like this higher being, but I want to be positive.
Right.
And they will suck you in.
Yes.
And then
a lot of them are bots. You know that.
Yes.
Right? Especially on Twitter. So I posted this video of some crowd work in Tampa, and I don't know what prompted it, but this woman yells out, "I work for SpaceX." And we had this funny exchange, and I was like, "You're basically shooting rockets into the ocean, right?" I'm like, have we been to space? And she says, "No." So I go, "Where are we going?" She goes, "Hopefully Mars." And that's the interaction. And then this guy over here tries to defend her. "Leave her alone." I was like, "What are you, McFly? What is this? Leave her alone, Biff." And it was a funny exchange. I posted on Instagram, tons of likes, especially for me. Like, Instagram's lightened up on me a little bit. I'm now starting to get, I used to only get like 3,000 views, 5,000 views. You know, now that one's up to like 53,000, which for me is a lot. I've had a couple go to a million, not stand-up clips, but a couple posts, which never happened 2 years ago, ever. 20,000 was the most. I remember when I got my Instagram back, I got the 5 million views for 30 days. I was like, this is huge. And then something happened, boom, 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 boom. And I was down to 200,000 views in 30 days, which is invisible at that point. But anyways, back to the post. I posted it on Instagram, got a ton of love. Posted on Twitter, all hell broke loose, dude. I've never seen so many comments. It was like, "This sucks, not funny, you suck, you're a bully, you're all this." I'm like, "Where is this come from?
What did you do? You didn't say anything."
Nothing. So I go to the post, I go to their Twitters, their Twitters. I post it, and I'm seeing like 20 followers since 2015, everything's a retweet. And you're like, oh, these are all bots. Somebody released a bot attack. I mean, I'm not saying every one of them, and I'm not saying you can't find it not funny. But it was just an attack, and this is what they do. They attack your posts, post all this negativity. Twitter freaks out, delete your account. It happened to my friend Johnny.
Johnny Mitchell?
No, Johnny Woodard, who's my board op co-host on.
Why do they do that? Wait, why? So they killed his account?
Yeah, he lost it for a while, and then he got it back, but he lost it for like months.
Because he posted something they thought was too negative.
He posted something about the Ukraine that he made a joke, and all these bots came in. They're like, boom, 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 boom.
Who's behind the bots?
Different groups, man. Intelligence agencies, different, you know, NGOs, I'm sure.
What's an NGO again?
Basically, it's basically a pact that says it's working for a certain cause, and they take all this USA aid money, and then we can get into vibrations on that. I've always said this, that the Federal Reserve funds everything you hate in the world. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it through USA aid, and it basically is funding the false reality that is projected onto God's reality.
Dude, this is so deep. Hold on. So explain that simpler.
Anything you see that doesn't make any sense, you know, like why is Melissa McCarthy a Secret Service agent for Donald Trump? Like all that stuff doesn't make any that's
not real.
No, you remember when the assassination happened, and I air quote
what
the assassination?
Yeah,
I air quote that.
Oh, the woman.
Yeah, and she's like, she's
that wasn't real.
Well, like, why is she there? What is she? Is that someone you want to protect the president? That's the false reality. So you can get into this thing. It's a communist term. It's like Korean Zafia. It's basically this communist playbook where they insert party loyalists into every position of power. And what is that called in our country? DEI.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what they do it. And that's why Hollywood's in trouble right now, because the executive board and the people watch it know this isn't good. But the problem is we're 15 years into positioning all these people in the middle, and it's going to be hard to get out of it.
Why are they doing that? I know why. I think they're doing DEI, but what's the actual truth?
Well, I would tell you cultural Marxism.
What is Marxism, first of all, simplest
it's,
way?
It's basically... it's basically communism.
Communism. And why would they? Who's doing the cultural Marxism? I know Disney has
the Bolsheviks.
I know. You talked about that. I saw that clip that went
viral.
Yeah,
it's Bolsheviks, dude.
Where are the Bolsheviks?
The Bolsheviks. So there's been like four countries that have been destroyed through the inside because they're countries you can't attack with an army. If you brought in a military, they would be sent home in body bags. So what they have to do is subvert it.
Meaning they're that good.
Yeah, they're that powerful.
Okay, so what is Bolshevik? What's the actual country called?
The Bolsheviks were the basically Russian Revolution that happened in Russia, but they were all foreigners that presented themselves as Russians. They changed their name, and they were all foreigners, and they subverted Russia from the inside through cultural Marxism. And you kind of get into what cultural Marxism is. It's basically creating gender wars between men and women.
Yeah. Race wars.
Promoting alternative lifestyles, promoting minorities, demonizing the majority. These are all the playbooks that they do over time.
Mm-hmm. And when you say promoting minorities, you're not saying that in a bad way. You're saying that.
Saying that's what DEI is.
Saying not just on a skill set, but on a...
But it's like we got to have this representation, that representation here, and it's slowly over time. And you can study it. Yes, I'm inferring white. They're doing it to white people, but the playbook has been done to other groups. The black community, it was done through the crack wars, mm-hmm. Crack laws, destroying the family unit. And then before that, they did to the natives. If you study what they did to the natives, they herded them onto these territories. They killed all the buffalo, so the men had no jobs. They promoted women, and they flooded with drugs and alcohol. Where have we heard that before? Crack epidemic.
Yeah,
where we heard that now with fentanyl and heroin in all of our big cities and our small cities. They're being destroyed. Jobs are taken away. It's how you subvert through the inside.
But
is this too weird?
No, it's not. It's interesting. This is yours. I mean, but I want to go easy with it. The Bolsheviks are a group that you're saying have a take on the whole world.
The Bolsheviks are basically.
This is too weird. This is all you talk about.
Well, I love talking, but then I go on the shows. I'm
no,
like, did
people
I just
love it. Just
hijack
me.
That shit.
No, but wait, dude, this is all you. Only time I've ever heard the Bolsheviks.
The
was
Bolsheviks
from you.
Are kind of like a proxy army, and you could read like there's really great books out there called Wall Street and the Bolshevik War, Wall Street and the Nazis. You can study that shit. They're well funded to come in and basically cause chaos within the borders.
Okay, but who funds them? The big.
The
13 families?
Well, if you go, I put this out the other day and I got yelled at by conspiracy theorists, but I really do believe there is a power structure. It goes God on the top, and then under that is fallen angels. Then there is what they call the black nobility, which is the 13 families.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Under that is the three pillars that run humanity right now, which is the Vatican, the Bank of England, and the District of Columbia. Each one represents a different pillar of control: religion, money, military might.
So say that's a lot. So God is God. He's not in our realm.
He's above it all. Yes.
Okay. Then fallen angels would be Lucifer and that group.
The 33% of the angels that were cast down by God. Now, there's a lot of atheists and a lot of people out there that want to say that's not a real story. Well, if you study Hinduism and you study even older than that, Vedic astrology, they all tell stories of God basically punishing angels and trapping them in this realm down here. And that's a big part of transhumanism.
So they're here, but we can't see them, but maybe we see them with ghosts and shit.
We can see them, and we can see them. Those who worship them, they're called the Watchers. Though they can see them, and they can present themselves. There's different ways they present themselves. Some people think AI is fallen angels.
There's a truth to that.
Because AIs came, I have a whole joke about it, but fallen angels came down and mated with the daughters of men. And I had a joke in my last specials because, of course, chicks love to bang fallen angels because they love bad boys, right? And there's no bigger bad boy than a fallen angel, right?
Yes.
So they created these kind of hybrid fallen angel humans, which were called Nephilim giants.
Yeah, I've heard all about the Nephilim.
And the Nephilim giant, but the problem was the Nephilims were both human and fallen angels, which means they never died. But then God put a cap on it at like 120 years old. So they're flesh died, but their spirit still roamed. And that's where they think ghosts come from, poltergeist, you know, all that kind of paranormal stuff could be Nephilim spirits.
So wait, now I'll keep it simpler because those are, I follow you and it's intense and it's an 8-hour conversation. So DC, District of Columbia.
District of Columbia.
Vatican, I'm with you on that. And the army. Army. No.
So there are
those
three.
Those are the three pillars?
There are three territories in the United States that are sovereign nations. What does that mean? Those are territories that have their own laws. They pay no taxes to the countries that they're in. And they aren't ruled by the country.
Vatican. District of Columbia is its own country?
Yeah. You always hear about them wanting to have statehood. They don't have statehood.
So you're meaning within that part of D.C., it's its own thing,
it's
own
a
laws?
It's sovereign territory. Yes.
Murder?
It's presented as being a part of our, it's not, it's a sovereign territory. And the other one is the Bank of England. Have you ever heard of the Bank of England?
Of course.
Have you heard of the City of London?
Yes.
No, you've heard, maybe, have you, it's not London.
It's another part, that part I don't know.
There's London, and then within London, there is the City of London.
No, I don't know this.
And this is a sovereign territory where basically the heads of banks live. And the Queen Elizabeth, when she was alive, and Prince and King Charles, they have to ask for permission to go into the City of London. It's a giant presentation.
Wow. So who runs that? Rothschilds, stuff like that.
The Rothschilds, I think, are just desk jockeys to the black nobility.
Black nobility. Okay, so you have these three things, okay? What is real? Like, for instance, like in the simplest question, like you're not even saying NWA.
None of these Compton rappers grew up in Compton.
Okay, so who put them together?
The CIA.
And came to who? I played this guy. Who was the manager of the group?
Well, I mean, that gets into some other stuff that we don't want to go into, but that is part
of... Guy's talking about the three...
Yeah, but it gets into weird shit. But okay. The point is that...
Who's the character I played,
Larry? Gangster Rap was a psyop...
Yes, for jails.
Along with the crack epidemic to fund the military prison... The prison industrial complex.
Yeah. Only people like you who are smart are saying that, and a lot of people still won't admit that.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone on black podcasts, and they've pushed back on it, and then one guy in the show goes, he's totally right. I mean, none of those guys were really, maybe Eazy-E was a close one. Like, if you listen to some of Dr. Dre's lyrics, it's hilarious when you realize he's not that guy.
And World Class Wrecking Crew was Dr. Dre's group before, and they were a dance crew.
Yeah. I mean, Tupac was a backup dancer. You ever get a chance to talk to Ali Sadiq? He's like, I used to watch this guy dance. I was like, what is going on here? I mean, you watch interviews when he was 17. Not yes. That guy. But that's all. So
Tupac, you're telling me, because this is a big theory now, and I've heard this for a while, That was an act.
They're all gay.
All gay.
Not all of them, but most of them are gay.
Because
you can control them through that. It's about control, manipulation, and then demoralization. And that's why you can control all these guys through their secret, that they're down low.
Mm-hmm.
I have a joke about it. You know, we thought they were all gangbangers, but they're really just getting gangbanged, right? So it's just like, that's all.
On the DLs doesn't just mean a side chick. It actually means gay. Or does it actually just mean just gay?
Gay.
No side chick.
No, because those are called side chicks.
Side chicks, yeah. Okay.
So that's where it's at. So everything's that when I go into everything that you hate in the world isn't real, that's what I'm talking about. Everything is a presentation of control.
Then what is real? And take it as the simplest thing, because I agree with you. I think everything is a fucking work. Everything is over here.
Everything
they're
is
doing
sorcery,
here.
Dude.
Yes.
It's also, so everyone loves Harry Potter and they, you know, and they love Lord of the Rings. You're living in it. It's just not as blatant and exciting as you know. There are literally, the world's ran by black sorcerers, dark sorcerers.
That's what I want to ask you.
Manipulation of, everything is a manipulation of energy.
So run by Satanism?
Run by old gods that now want to come out and play. The old Zoroastrianism gods, the old Babylonian gods. You know, when you see that Statue of Liberty is a dude, that's a dude.
It's a dude. People can't admit that.
It's a dude. That's done on purpose. That's either Lucifer or Mithras.
So the statue is trans.
Yes, which is hilarious because all the stuff coming out about Macron and his wife, which totally lines up.
And trans, for everyone listening, as we talk about it, is that there's many things with it, but basically it goes back to Baphomet.
It's Baphomet, yes.
It's the hoof, it's the claw, it's the tit.
It's male and the female.
It's everything.
Yes.
Do what thou wilt, no judgments.
Back in the days of Babylonian, they were holy hookers.
Holy
you would
hooker.
Go to the temple and you would basically hook up with trans. And that was a spiritual thing back in Babylonian times.
Wow. And they put
Is this the least funny podcast you've ever done?
No, it's interesting.
Okay,
no.
I'll take it.
No, you are as real as a heart attack. You're as.
Do you know what they say the highest vibrational energy is? Do you know which one?
What?
They've done study. What do you think it is?
Highest
this is Eddie Bravo who gave me this, but what do you think?
Highest vibration.
Highest vibrational energy.
Meaning you exist. You mean existing? So like right now we're vibrating.
So like what emotion? I guess I would say because I'm trying to correct.
I want to say laughter.
Love, right? Love.
Okay,
most
love.
People would say love. It's not.
Okay.
The highest vibrational energy is authenticity.
Ooh.
Authenticity is the highest level of vibration.
But that's not an emotion.
Well, I was trying to lead you into love so we could get
so
to it.
So is it love?
No, it's authenticity. Being the most honest you can be. And you see that a lot with, like, you know, Thomas Sowell has a great quote in a society that demands perfection, only liars can thrive. And that's paraphrasing it. And we see that a lot. We see these presentations of these celebrities and these politicians, and then it turns out they're not that guy or that girl, and it all goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Authenticity is, you've seen it a lot now with content creators who are on certain issues seem to be going completely opposite of what they were preaching all the time, and they lose their base.
Mm-hmm.
Authenticity is the highest form of education of energy.
So most people, though, are vibrating not authentic at all.
Yeah, they're
following,
very hard.
They're following the herd.
You lose a lot of people around you.
Groupthink.
Yes.
But I always say those people aren't really friends.
Yes.
They're insecure.
Yes.
And they want their peers to like them, but their peers really don't like them.
Well,
their peers,
you know,
don't even like themselves.
I have been blessed to watch friends of mine go from open micer to A-list comedian. And I think sometimes, and I'll accept if this is in my head, but I really do believe that the things I talk about make them uncomfortable because they're living their dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how hard it is to get a job in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hollywood. You need 1,000 green lights,
mm-hmm.
and all you need is one red light,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way is to not ever get anything close to anything that could bring on a red light.
Yes.
That's my opinion. That's why I think some people get nervous about me.
They do, but I'm going to go back here is that you are, I consider this torrents, right? Remember when torrents happened and they would share it peer to peer.
Yes.
So the internet was created as for the government, right? And now we all are getting wiser. The bigger people, let's say CNN and different stuff, will say, oh, conspiracy theorists and all this. And they'll try to shit on us.
Yeah.
Did they expect the internet? Why did they give us this thing to empower us?
Well, there's a theory put out by my friend Tino Sanchez from Tim Fall Hat. His theory is that it was actually put out to get us all to fight with each other. There's this whole, a friend of mine, Jamie Dyer, Jay Dyer's wife.
Yeah.
She has a theory that algorithms are the new Tower of Babel.
Yeah, and I don't exactly know what the Tower of Babel is. I've had her on.
The Tower of Babel is that Nimrod, who was considered the first Antichrist, wanted to build a tower so high that they could go to war with God again.
So now...
So what God did was he destroyed the temple, and this is theories I've talked with Christians. They destroyed the temple, and he sent everybody all over the world and then gave them fallen angels as their gods.
Okay, so what did she think is the new Tower of Babel?
Algorithms. Because if we have opposite algorithms, and most people think their algorithm is giving them what's happening in the world.
We'll fight.
We'll fight with each other.
And also we're in our...
We can't talk to each other.
We're all contained entities.
Siloed.
Yes, 100%. So we have these... So is the internet a mistake for us to get together?
Well, sometimes... I always say this about they think the masses of mankind, every plan they do works out exactly the way they want. And I go, well, how many times have you thrown a party and the train goes almost off the tracks? And that's just a small party. Now imagine trying to control the world. And maybe at the highest levels, you have the right positions. But as you go lower and lower down the power structure, you're starting to get people that may not be the best at what they do. And the train goes off the tracks. So I do think the internet has been better for us. I just think you can't save everybody, and there's going to be people who are just going to do the official narrative, and they're going to follow that. And there's an old saying, like, don't worry about the sheep, wake up the sleeping lions. And I say, don't even worry about the lions. Don't wake up anybody. Put out the data, and those who want to save themselves will save themselves.
Dude, that's so true. I feel like they created a lion with me.
Yeah.
Because they attacked me on the littlest things.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is bullshit. And
yeah.
COVID really was a psyop that I think didn't work because it woke up people that were like, wait a minute, what? They were so rude about so many different things. And people I liked were telling me, get the fucking jab.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
It's so weird, right? That's how powerful the programming is.
Dude, they were angry at me.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't go out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you crazy?
Yep.
And the fact that I'm going to have to bleep that word.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, 100%. Even today, when everything's coming out, you know, with it, like, whatever you may think of RFK Jr., I actually have friends who are friends with him.
He's the best.
Everybody I've ever met.
He's the best.
Do you know him personally?
No, we're probably related.
Yeah.
I'm sure we all come from the same tribe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But by the way, he's the best. Why would he go out? You tell me this. This is a great example. Because you could say everything's a psyop, right? Why would he go against his family, against his job, against everything, when he could just have a cush life, make $10 million a year, and fucking be a golfer?
I know friends. You know Michael Binder, right?
Mike Binder. Mike Binder, of course.
Mike Binder's very good friends with RFK Jr. And Craig Shoemaker is too. And they're all like, he's the nicest guy you've ever met in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first time I've ever known somebody who is... has a direct relationship with a presidential candidate.
And he's real.
And they say he's the best.
And it's real.
And nobody's perfect. I don't agree with RFK on everything. But this new stuff that he's bringing out is like devastating. And here we are right again. And just, you talk about your friends. I have family members. You know, most of my family's like, I don't want to do a couple really close ones. I don't want to get into specifics of it. But they were like telling everybody. And it's like, you know me. I love you. you know, I would step in front of a car to save you, and you're listening to someone on television tell you the exact opposite, and you're listening to them and not listening to me. That's how powerful the programming is. I've heard people say they broke up with their marriages because of COVID, you know, they broke up on that. Mm-hmm. Marriages broken up. People stopped talking to their family members because of it. Like, that's how powerful the brainwashing is.
Yes.
It's like, what's the purpose of that? What's the purpose of taking it to be healthy, but then you're not going to talk to your family members or your husbands or your wives?
Yes. So, by the way, all that stuff, here's a little conspiracy I talked about. The black lights, once you get it, it shows up who has it. Do you believe that?
Oh, you mean the black light, like kind of like
on
when
the
you
street lights?
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's parts of Schaumburg. I was just in New Mexico and Albuquerque. There's little places around America where they have section of black lights, and they said it was a manufacturing problem, and people get so angry about it.
I wouldn't doubt it, dude.
But it was a way to read who has it.
Because I, dude.
I put a magnet on a girl, it stuck.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, I'm sure if I put the right arm under there, because I didn't get it, it was going to light up.
100%.
And the luciferase, if you want to go deep into that.
How deep do you want to go, dude?
Well, I believe that, and I believe that is an actual thing you can look up that is an ingredient of it.
Yeah.
And you could argue that they're injecting what? The devil in you? What is it?
Well, so.
Keep it simple.
Here's the thing. This is a crazy, one of the craziest conspiracies I've had on my show.
And when I like, oh, I want to hold that. And when I like talk to people, that's why I have to go slow with them, because you overwhelm them. It's too much. But yeah, people really do wake up. Go ahead.
So
you had a crazy conspiracy.
So I had these guys on called the Nephilim Death Squad, right?
Wow.
They're a great podcast. They go by Top Lobster at Raven. Apparently, you got to have an animal name to be on the show.
And they're all the giant. The study of the giants.
No, they're actually two tiny guys.
But they study of the
but
giants.
They are fearless.
Okay.
They're great.
Okay.
I call them my children.
Okay.
Okay, because they're like people that start shows after Tinfoil Hat, and I'm so happy for them. And the more of us, the more out there, more talking about this, the harder it is to contain it.
Mm-hmm.
So they come on, and they tell me about this one particular doctor, and they're talking about how he was kind of the godfather of MKUltra.
Mm-hmm.
And he had studied enough, and he's done enough research to realize that if you can traumatize someone enough, you can split their personality, yeah, and that other personality can astral project, mm-hmm, to do telepathic communications, mm-hmm, all that stuff, right? Well, he also discovered that if you can get metal into somebody, you can transfer radio waves.
Yes, this is David Icke. David Icke is saying that if you go to the cemetery with people who died who had the jab, they're Bluetooth.
Yes. And so now we look at fillings in your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're looking at metal in the jibs.
So is everyone a radio tower for what?
There are some people, Jamie, that think 80% of your thoughts aren't really even yours.
I agree with that. Meaning they're put into you.
Yes.
So are these people that become receivers, are they basically making everyone Manchurian candidates?
Well, so I had this guy named Jim Lee and Topher Gardner on, and they came on to talk about weather manipulation. And they've been manipulating weather since like the 1800s. And there's articles on manipulate weather. This guy, Jim Lee, has every article ever written from the 1800s on about all the weather manipulation, right? So he brought up that they've got down to the point where, like, if they need something to pop off, they can send out a radio wave that makes someone pop off and get crazy. Great example. So it starts to come out that Obama was basically busted wiretapping Donald Trump. The day it drops, you know what happens the next day?
Huge tornado.
Shootings at the Kansas City Chief Super Bowl parade. And now that's all the news is talking about. Nobody's talking about the Obama and basically getting busted, illegally wiretapping an elected president, which makes that worse than Watergate.
And that Watergate?
That's even worse. Watergate wasn't even what they told you. Watergate was, you know where they got all the information from?
Where?
All these senators and congressmen were banging escorts, and they were talking pillow talk.
Yeah.
And they had to come up with a way because they didn't want to burn that whole thing with guys talking to hookers.
Honeypot.
Yes.
So wait, I never even heard about the Obama thing.
Oh, you didn't hear that?
I didn't even hear that. And that's crazy. So why isn't it being investigated?
Because they are the center of power. The elite.
What if the public heard about it, wouldn't they demand an investigation?
No. I think they are so distracted now, they don't even care. They could literally tell you there's aliens, and then no one would care.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
I'm seeing more and more.
But I can get into that as well.
Well, let's go slow. So
do you want me to tell you about the Obama wiretapping?
Yes, keep it simple.
So when it looks like Obama's going to win, they're freaking out because Hillary Clinton.
Trump, you mean?
When they find out that Trump's going to win, Hillary Clinton, that whole Democratic group is freaking out because they've been in power for so long.
Let's start with one question. I believe Trump's a real one. Is he a real one?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
The fact that you said that is good, though.
I don't know.
That's a good one.
It's very hard to believe anybody authentic gets into that place.
Okay.
But Obama, Bushes,
Clinton, Roseanne swears he is.
They're all part of the George Bush death cabal.
Okay.
They're all under, even though they're Democrats, they're all under the same. Bush and Obama are family members.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I saw that.
Do you know what their first common relative is?
This is going to sound stupid, but I almost want to say Abraham Lincoln.
No, Hinckley.
Yes, Hink.
Yes.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Hinckley the...
Shot Reagan.
No!
Yes.
No!
The Bushes had dinner with the Hinckleys the night before.
No!
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know that Kevin Brennan and Neil Brennan's father was the CFO of Intellivision? That's just a side thing. But isn't that wild?
In charge of what?
They was the CFO of Intellivision.
Oh, really?
I know everything's connected. Go back to what you were saying.
Okay.
So you just said that Bush and Obama
are all under the
Clinton
same...
Clinton is related to Obama?
No. Well, I'm sure you can find it far enough. You want to hear a really crazy story? And then we'll go back to this?
Finish one.
No, let me just finish this one. So when they had the commission to discover what happened in the JFK assassination, Everybody on that commission, the Warren Commission, was basically controlled op. Except for one. Everyone voted it was a magical bullet, except for one guy. I can't remember his name, but one guy dissented and said, this story doesn't make sense. So one day after he does that, he's driving to the airport. He gets on a plane. He's never heard from again. Disappears. Do you know who drove him to the airport?
No.
Bill Clinton. A young Bill Clinton drove him to the airport. Yeah. So they're all connected, bro. So you got this Bush cabal.
Is that real?
Yeah. Yeah. So you got this Bush cabal
that's real?
Basically been in power. Yeah, 100% since the Nazis crip walked over here, right? So I think Trump represents another. I think Trump is a crime boss. I think. And you could,
he's been loved on the streets forever. He's been a staple of rap.
He runs a different thing, right?
He is the man.
Okay.
I agree with you.
So you basically have satanic poodles versus crime bosses here.
Yeah. Okay. And I believe he's got ethics.
Okay. So he runs and. He looks like he's winning. They're freaking the fuck. She thought she was winning to the end. And then something happens with Comey, and he drops this whole thing about basically emails and all this stuff that turned into the Russian hacking thing, right? So Trump wins. Hillary Clinton comes up with this crazy idea that she's going to frame Trump for Russian collusion because she had done data on that, what people didn't like about her. And one thing was this Uranium One deal where they gave Russia 10% of our uranium. And you go, why would you do that? Well, the plan was to give them the uranium, hope that the Russians turn around and give it to Iran, and then they could be like, Iran has uranium, given it to them by the Russians, and then you could start a World War III, right?
And we want to go with Iran to do, to take what?
The Greater Israel Project.
Which is a whole probably other conversation.
It's a probably okay. a whole other conversation. So they come up with this scheme. So what happened was they put this guy named Carter Page on Trump's transition team. Carter Page has been around so long ago, he was part of Clinton's transition team. So they place this guy, knowing that he has weird Russian connections, on Trump's transition team. Then they go to the FISA court and be like, this guy, Russian Carter Page, has Russian connections. We need to wiretap him. And because of some RICO shit, they wiretapped the president. An elected president, they wiretapped him illegally because they made the whole thing all up.
Mm-hmm. That's insane.
And what they tried to do was get something on him so they could unseat him and in their delusional minds, insert Hillary Clinton into the presidency.
And A, did they get anything? No.
No.
And B, why isn't anyone talking about this?
Because the elites are both criminal, police, prosecutor, judge, and jury.
So is it really Trump against them?
I personally think there's a lot of things about Trump that I don't enjoy, but I do believe it's warring factions. Like, I'm reading this book on the Tsar right now, on Alexander II. Dude, Russian royal families were killing each other left and right for power. These are just two powerful crime organizations going at it. Trump represents New York City real estate, which is gangster. Some of the most gangster shit out there, dude.
100%.
And they just want more power, so they're going in. So being president is kind of like being mayor of Chicago. You hand out all the contracts. And you hand them out to your friends, and then the other guy was going to hand them out to his friends. So that's where the power struggle comes.
Okay, so I say he's real. You say he's in your opinion, pretty real.
I think he is a gangster.
Okay. There's so many things that distract us, like what you're saying is so deep. Like, let's just go back to what we both do. We work in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is Hollywood, in your opinion, a complete psyop?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
And what's wild about
it? It started as propaganda. The Navy, Navy intelligence was huge into creating Hollywood. Yeah, 100%.
But I'm 1904?
Yeah.
Why the Navy?
Because the Navy, I mean, the Earth is mostly water. They're the most powerful.
Wow. It's so simple. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, why do they always shit on the Navy and the five factions, though?
Yeah, because they don't want you to look how powerful they are.
Wow, that's always say the Navy is like a bunch of dancers.
So wow. Do you know L. Ron Hubbard was Navy intelligence?
No.
Yes, and Scientology is most likely a blackmailing intelligence scheme.
Well, that for sure. I had a guy on here that all he does is fight him all day.
Can I tell you a funny joke?
Go for it.
Okay.
I still got to go back to the world.
A Scientologist, a Nazi, and a Satanist walk into a bar. What do? They create NASA. That's who created NASA.
Is this true?
Von Braun, Jack Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard, and who was, Walt Disney.
Whoa. Whoa.
Walt Disney helped create NASA.
How?
Because he was part of the mechanism to create it. And that's why I laugh at all these guys. There's one content creator who yells at me all the time on Twitter, and I love him, but he like...
Is he in our world?
He is, but he's deep into other stuff. I don't want to get into that, but he's always yelling at me about, you know, who runs the world. And I'm like, you believe in NASA, dude. Like, you believe in NASA. You think NASA's real. NASA is basically a Hebrew word called Nashah, which is to deceive.
So we never went to the moon.
No.
I agree with that.
I the moon isn't what we think it is.
Is the moon actually there?
The moon is most likely a portal.
To another dimension?
To in and out.
Of, okay.
This realm.
I'm trying to think of this. So, like, let's look at all the black in the sky.
Yeah.
Is there actually...
You want to hear a crazy thing?
Yeah. Well,
I think Pac-Man is about the moon.
Dude, why not?
See, when it's
why
closed,
not?
What does it look like? When it
why
closes,
not? Wait, go
what
slow.
What does it look like? When the mouth is closed, what does it look like? The moon.
Yeah.
What does it chase? Dots. What do the dots look like? Stars.
Yeah.
What does it do? When it eats the big dot, it chases the ghost and eats the ghost. And what happened to the goat? What are ghosts? Spirits. And if he eats the spirit, what happens
gets
to
bigger.
It? It no, it goes into that thing and then it's reborn. And that is basically what people think the moon is. It's the portal in and out. It's the light that you see when you die.
Why did you come up with that theory?
I also think Super Mario is the story of man. And it's his journey to spirituality. If you study the first Super Mario is in Donkey Kong, and he has one job. Donkey Kong is a cuck video, a video game. And his job is to stop that from happening. When he successfully does it, he gets a promotion. Now he's got another job. He eats mushrooms. Suddenly he's in Mario Kart and anything's possible. Right? That's what I think it is. Why did these Japanese create an Italian plumber as their guy? I mean, right there, dude. I totally think that through video games, there's programming. Pac-Man's about the moon. Super Mario's about life. That's my opinion.
Asteroids?
I'd have to study that more.
When did you come up with that?
A couple years ago.
Dude, I've never heard that. Is that your theory?
Yes.
Dude! Wait, go back. Pac-Man, I'm with you. And it was the first biggest ever. Under Pong, under combat, but Pac-Man really was the first.
Well, it's the first cultural video game.
100% rock star worldwide.
Yes.
Pac-Man fever. Okay, so I'm older than you. So I was there.
I don't know if you're much older than me.
Well, I was probably 12. In sixth grade, Pac-Man was everywhere. Yeah. I'm 55. You're what?
Yeah, I'm 52.
Okay, so you were probably in third grade, but yeah. You're still at the video game with
yeah.
the quarter.
Yeah.
Okay, now, dude, who's the cuck in Donkey Kong?
Super Mario.
No, but he saves the princess.
Yeah, but Donkey Kong wants to drop it on her.
Who's Kong represent?
The cucker.
He's the guy who's having sex with the wife. And Mario's sitting in the chair.
And he's trying to stop it.
Bro, there's so many deep levels of that, I'm scared to say.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying, it's also Kong,
yeah.
King Kong.
Yeah.
I always thought there was a correlation
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Dude, so hold on. And so... The eats the mushroom. Wow. Dude. I've never ever heard that. Have
yeah,
you shared
that's
this?
Some, everything's shared energy. This? Everything is energy. Everything is spiritual. It's a spiritual war.
Who gave the ideas to was it Japanese that created it?
I don't know who created it.
Capcom?
Maybe, yeah, but that's what I believe it's about.
What, you think it was put out?
As to kind of to tell you what the realm is. Do you know that the moon makes no sense? If you study the moon, it makes no sense. It's artificial.
Tell me, so what the moon is, if you go to it, so can you take an object and go to the moon? Can you get into a ship and go to the moon? Yes or no?
I mean, so NASA keeps
changing
the goal line. Now they
say 230,000 or something?
Now they're saying the moon is within our atmosphere. It used to be outside the atmosphere. Now they're saying it's in our atmosphere.
Okay, so, but if you, Sam Tripoli.
I think there's a firmament, whatever that is.
That's the ceiling?
The thing that separates the waters from above from the waters from below.
So you believe we're in a dome?
I think we're in a snow globe.
You're in a snow globe.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's around us? Is the blue sky water?
It's possible. But around us is that's a real debate. I mean, it could be liquid. A lot of people think space is liquid.
Okay, let's go there. Let's just say to the moon. If you go to the moon, you, Sam Tripoli, our friends, you go to Austin, you do the mothership, Elon's there, you guys start talking.
Yeah. He, by the way, he says we've never been to the moon.
That's amazing.
He told that to a comic.
I believe him.
He goes, it makes no sense if you watch them. It makes no sense.
Okay, so you and Elon go down, and you got a taco off of that taco truck.
Yeah.
Okay, right off of 6th. And he says, hey, I got a device, Sam. I want to put you in it.
Yeah.
With 3 other comics.
Yeah.
Do you believe when you get in this device and you go to the moon, you actually are going to a place, correct or no?
I don't think we've been to the moon.
So, but do you, I'm saying is it there or is it a hologram? What am I looking at?
Some people think it's a hologram. I mean, there's a guy, Crow777, 2 R's. He's filmed it, and he's seen it ripple. It makes no sense, the moon. There's.
Well, you just said it was a portal, so that means it's a place.
No, we don't know what a portal is. Maybe a portal is just an energy field.
Okay.
And you could just walk through, and now you're somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, there's portals in Sonoma. There's portals all over the place.
Yes.
A lot of people think the weapon of mass destruction that they talked about in Iraq wasn't weapons, but it was a portal, Stargate, in Iraq.
Yes,
When the troops went to Iraq, the first thing they did was rob all the museums because they're trying to hide our history.
Do you know what movie I was in?
You were in a movie about it?
I was in a movie called Three Kings.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
And it was amazingly well written by an amazing director, but I was just an actor. But I'm starting to see all videos from you and people like that, and I'm starting to wonder because the plot of the movie was to get the art and the gold.
Yeah, 100%. 100. It's all about taking anything that will tell us. I mean, if you study ISIS,
what would the history have been? The Nephilims and all this.
That. Everything is about detaching you from God. That's what the whole thing is.
So do you believe then this is Satan's playground? I believe the world is run by dark forces.
I don't believe we're in the little season. There's that thing's going around. Everyone thinks we're in the little season. It's a season in which Satan is brought back and reigns supreme. I don't think we're in it right now.
Okay, but tell me if you believe this theory. I believe that for you to get up, it's easier for you to feel like it's a tough day than it is a nice day. And meaning that we have to fight for our happiness as opposed to this world is dark. So I believe this is run by dark forces. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the Bible that Lucifer rules the reign.
Okay. So if this is run by dark forces, I forget what the point was because you were just saying something.
But that's everything. That's the false reality I talk about. There's God's reality.
So get us closer on this earth away from God.
God, yes.
Because if we get to God, which is whatever you believe it is, the supreme being, the architect, whatever, or God.
Source.
What? If we're close to that, then what happens? We're at our highest vibrational selves, and we're super
healthier, we're smarter,
productive. Yeah. But who wants to keep us away from that? The dark
forces?
The people
who worship the fallen angels. Because right now it's fallen angels war on God's greatest creation.
Okay. And so, but there's an awakening happening.
Yes, I believe so.
And so what is, so that
churches are starting now to see their churches fill up. They were dying. And now everyone sees what is being pushed on us through propaganda and culture. Now they're going, there's a Russian Orthodox church, near my, about 30 minutes from my house. I'm going to start going to it. I'm going to check it out. There's 2 Orthodox churches near me. I'm going to pick one of them. Maybe I'll go to both of them.
But you have to believe what they're saying, though. They could just be fake ministers.
I mean, I think all organized religion has been corrupted. Mm-hmm. I think the closest to that is the Orthodox. And there is a belief that the West hates Russia because the Russian Orthodox Church is the least change of all of them. Now, on a local level, who knows what's going on there? But Russian Orthodox is supposedly the closest to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why there's a hatred for Russia and a love of China, because they're atheists.
Who, Chinese?
Yeah, the Chinese. Communism is atheist.
Okay.
So that's why they hate Russia. And this also gets into this thing about Alexander II and his war on... he attacked a city called Tyre, which is where the Babylonians, that's where it all comes from. And he destroyed them. And that kind of brings up this war they've had for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
So in this, on a lighter level, why this stuff is going on, we have everything as a distraction.
Yes.
So the question is, Hollywood is losing traction, traditional traction every day. Do you agree with that?
I would say, yeah.
And where do you think it's going to end up? Will it be just another vertical of distraction and things like TikTok and such will catch up to it, which is already happening?
Well, already the streaming services have surpassed traditional networks.
But they're still run by the leftist.
Right. And then that will eventually start to... Because the notion is that we're going to watch whatever they put out, and they're learning now they won't.
Yes.
And it isn't the losing of money that is the problem. It's the losing... of your attention and the ability to brainwash you.
And to control culture.
Yes.
So if...
But they'll be able to control cultures in other ways through these tech companies, and it's all about reach. You know, you and I talked about numbers and, you know, what's going on in YouTube and all that stuff. They'll crank up who can be seen, and they'll fucking kill off who doesn't. But eventually people will learn that game too. And if you're not authentic, you will lose everything. YouTube will lose people if they don't put out what people want to see.
So the authenticity thing, which I've been told by actual publicists, is they say the new way, right? Which is Hollywood publicists have said.
And
this,
you know what's so funny?
Which you've been doing forever.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not going to say I'm the first one to do it. You know, Rogan and
Rogan.
David Tell and all those guys were pretty raw. But very early on in my comedy, I was like, I'm going to talk about all the crazy shit that happens to me. Everyone else, because when I started comedy, they wanted everybody to be Seinfeld, which was corporate clean. And I'm like, I'm not that guy. I'm going to go on stage from the jump and talk about all the crazy shit I do. You know, I always got on stage talking about the time I got robbed by the same hooker twice in one day, trying to find drugs, all that stuff. And people are like, but now you look around, that's what everybody's doing.
Yeah, that's an opener now.
Yeah, that's what you open with, the more honest. Yeah. You know, I said this on a podcast yesterday, but it's like, if you look at like why Breaking Bad was so successful, it's because that's a show about a family. It's really a family show.
It really is.
And it's like, that's the most real family show we've probably had since, you know, Married with Children. Mm-hmm. You had a dad struggling to pay the bills. You had a mom that was out of control. Mm-hmm. Someone's a drug dealer. One of the kids has some medical issue. Mm-hmm. And that's the most real shit out there. And they look like normal people. They weren't these shiny objects that were being put out. People related to that because that is in their life.
Yes. Wow.
That was authenticity right there.
Yes.
Whether he meant to do it or not, that's why it resonated with people.
Yes.
Authenticity, dude. And that's why you, like, you know, they're still doing woke stuff. They just don't celebrate the way they used to in our face about how woke the show is. Now they don't do it. Now they just put it out and they just let it go. Like, I'm watching Murder Robot right now on Apple. It's a great show, but it's the most woke show I've ever seen in my life.
Never heard of it.
Dude, Apple is so good at slipping you woke, you don't even know. Like, there was a show called Hijack, right? And when you, about 8 episodes in, I realized what was happening. This is a story about a black man who stops white terrorists from hijacking a Middle Eastern plane. That's literally the show.
Apple's under CIA work?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, go back, because you say so much, dude. You have so many gems, dude. First of all, wokeism isn't what people think it is. I hate that everyone says that. Woke was a black thing that was actually real.
Why? Yeah, they hijacked these terms.
Yes. It's just like BLM was, I mean, not BLM. Me Too was jacked by Harlem women of color.
Yes.
Who actually were being abused. And it was jacked by the white claw drinking white suburban housewife.
But it's also always black Marxists. The women who ran BLM, if you went on their website, they literally talked about how they were Marxists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Getting into what you're talking about, open micers now have hijacked the term hack. Hack used to mean like, oh, you're doing a joke that everybody does, which is like, oh, I'm high at Taco Bell. Now these open micers call any joke they don't like hack.
As a way to not be...
Discredited.
And why do they do that?
Because...
It's not... Somebody says it's not comedy, it's activism.
Yeah, that's what... Well, the problem is now is that open micers can have social media and they don't realize what they're doing is they're shooting up and talking shit to people that are doing what they want to do, and in turn, they burn the bridges of opportunity.
Bro, I got attacked. Oh, God, I just lost my thought. I got attacked the other day because I posted something of the Lime scooter being thrown off the 6th Street Bridge at the cops during the ICE protests. And I said, you know, you want to protest and stuff like that. But I'm like, and they were, people were going crazy. And I said, a Lime scooter hits you, let alone off the 6th Street Bridge. That's a fucking problem. Okay. Yeah. I have 1,200 comments on Threads, and a lot of them were comedians that I never heard of.
Yeah.
Attacking my career, my lack of career.
Bro, you had such a great career. They can go fuck themselves.
But I don't understand. Like, I see who they are.
Yeah.
So this, what's going on? Why? I wouldn't talk shit to Dustin Diamond's ghost.
Yeah.
And I love Dustin. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't talk.
Because they don't understand.
I'm having Corey Feldman here next week. He's a legend. Like, I don't.
I love Corey
Feldman. I wouldn't talk shit to someone standing at one line on Married with Children. Yeah. I don't get the thing. Can you explain it to me?
Because they don't understand it. Because they're trying to get social credit with their peers, but they don't understand the game of life.
But Slim, you met, said, dude, the activism is bigger than their career. They're caught up in their social circles.
Yes.
You say it's the same thing?
Yeah, 100%.
But I want a spot at the OR. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's how we were raised,
people
right?
People have been blackballed from all the comedy clubs because they did activism, and it led to nowhere. And I told them that was going to happen. And they just don't want to listen. That's a big part of our culture. The youth have decided that the older people don't know anything. And it's like, you're totally wrong. They have knowledge that you need to hear. There's a game that gets played, okay? And the whole thing is this. You see these people on the left, they go after everybody, and they try to gotcha and get them canceled. But they never work, because what they don't understand is that the people on the left are just as bad as what they think the people on the right are, meaning the people who are successful in Hollywood. They have demons. They have skeletons in their closets. They're just bad. And no one wants to take somebody that's going to fucking rip them in public on the road. They don't want to do that,
no.
Dude. You want to move forward? Listen, if someone does something bad to somebody physically, yes, we should talk about that.
Obviously.
But the notion of somebody being mean to someone is somehow this cancelable effect is just ridiculous. And we look at Me Too. Me Too ended up being nothing. It ended up being nothing. Yeah, Harvey Weinstein went. Okay, gotcha. But all these other guys, it's like, what are we talking about? And then how the rules are applied to some people, not other people. Like, we canceled this guy for 17-year-olds, but we don't cancel this guy for 15-year-olds. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, it means nothing. It's just a tool of control. They don't like what you're saying, so they want you gone. And it's like this thing I said on Rogan a long time ago. People want a world that plays to their strengths and outlaws their weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't compete, they want to destroy that so that it can shine.
Yes.
And that's it.
You're so correct. I don't feel... Dude, it's so crazy because I don't understand it, but it's a different world now. Someone can blow up on social media, not do one, well, tonight's just a different now, not one Conan, not one spot on with Lopez.
It's all reach, dude.
But yeah, so it's like you would get one TV credit.
You get pushed forward for one of four reasons on social media. You're either doing really dumb. Mark Zuckerberg has his thumb on comedy on Instagram, and the dumb is flourishing. So dumb, or you do overly sexual, okay?
And you flourish?
They blow you up because that fits into this Marxism thing. Violent, you know,
they want
street
violent
fights, people getting, you know, I mean,
horrific.
You could watch snuff films on Twitter.
Horrific.
I mean, we've never seen that before. Now there's snuff films. Or you say something that's going to piss everybody off. They know it. Then they release it to cause us all to fight with each other. Those are the four ways you blow up on social media. And you see these young guys doing it. And God bless them. I want comics to thrive. But, man, they jump a ton of steps.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get better in theaters. And maybe you don't have to because you're in a theater and you can be who you want to be. But to be the best version of you, you got to go through it to get to it. And that's kind of what's happening in these comedy clubs now. Even the big ones, these guys who are supposed to be filling up the lineup are jumping and going right to theaters.
I know. But my whole thing was that's a whole different animal. It's just that the people will talk shit to somebody who's been doing it for 20 years and really come at you with a fucking receipt. I'm like, dude, that's crazy. Like, I'm going to bump into you. Like, why would
they're
you
idiots, want to? It's they don't weird. Understand what they do. And they'll get to a certain point and realize, if they really look at themselves, how wrong they played the game. Everything's about connecting with people.
But the game is different, though. Some people can just leapfrog me and not care and go right to fucking theaters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's it. That's just the reality of the situation.
The way it is.
You know, it's just energy. Again, Elvis energy. Some people have it. Some people don't. And it's like, who knows where you end? You could be playing 200 people in any market, and that's a blessing.
100%.
You know? Some people play theaters. It's just energy-wise, and it's just like, you just got to get to a point where you are a happy person.
100%. When we're talking about fake stuff, and you talk, I want to ask you about plants.
Plants?
Yeah, like plants, people that are plants.
Oh, yeah, all
like,
the time.
Like, is Hawk Tua, was she a plant?
Probably.
How would that even work?
Well, like, because they blew up that video everywhere.
But they blew it up. So, to me, was she a real girl that really had that moment? And then
it's possible.
That's what I think. And
it's possible.
But they saw that as a cool distraction, and they blew it up. But they didn't commission her to do it.
You don't. I can't say I can't. You remember when the girl was like, "That guy back there isn't real."
Tiffany Gomez.
There's a chance that's a plant.
For what? Just to take our eyes off over here.
Distractions, and who knows where they send her and what message she wants to say. If you study the civil rights movement, the only real one was Malcolm X. Everybody else was a plant. I mean,
MLK was a plant.
100%. And then he got out of control. He started talking about class wars, and they didn't like that. So then Jesse Jackson basically brought him to the hotel and testified, I believe, allegedly in court that they stepped to the side so they could get a clearer shot.
No.
Yes. Him, L. Sharpton, is an FBI informant. They're all FBI informants. You know, Courtney Love, a total CIA plant.
Courtney Love?
Oh, yeah. If you study her, dude, she has a very traumatized early age, but Courtney Love, CIA plant, Charles Manson plant. All of them, dude. You know, like, if you study, like, Haight-Ashbury during the 60s, it was basically an intelligence laboratory, free-range laboratory, to test out the effects of methamphetamines and acid. And now you study Silicon Valley, they're all microdosing while they're on Adderall. I mean, it's, like, super crazy, dude. It's, like, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, they're doing that, both of that.
Yeah, and that's what Haight-Ashbury was about. All those clinics there, they were all free because they were data. They were just getting data on these people. What were the effects of crystal meth? What was the effect on acid? So they could go there and get free health care.
Now, I knew some of that, but not all of that. And I know about Laurel Canyon. That's a whole other ball of wax.
So basically, Courtney Love was used to introduce drugs into. She was young. She was hot. Her own father basically gave her up into this very dark world. And she was used and abused. And then she was turned into an asset and sent into music scenes to give, basically, to introduce drugs into the scene.
Okay. But on that, because that's intense, you would say she's a plant.
Yes.
Okay. Now, where... Fuck, I just had a thought, dude. You just said something.
You know who else is interesting? Dave Grohl.
Well, I have my own opinion on him.
Do you ever hear him talk about how he was attacked at a Republican convention? Did you know his father was the speechwriter for Ronald Reagan?
No!
Yes, doesn't tell you that at all. That's why he was, because his dad was there, working.
Do you know why I have a beef with him in my mind?
Might
be one-sided beef. Because on their tour rider, they have of different things, and it says, like, it has the M&Ms and it has jelly beans, and it literally says, no Jamie Kennedy movies.
Aww.
So I don't know if they put that in there as a joke, but then I ended up doing his festival. So I didn't know. But
sounds like they like you. I think it was just a joke.
Okay. But, like, so you're saying these people that are anti-establishment are really put as establishment.
Yes.
They're sons and daughters of establishment.
Yes.
And they're groomed to be the crazy. Do they know it or no? Or are they actually just naturally rebelling?
No, I think they have a feeling, but they don't care because they want to be famous, you know? And it's like if you study Nirvana, suddenly out of nowhere, the drummer was kicked out, and then Dave Grohl was...
Why?
Because, and then Dave Grohl was conveniently in place there. So Dave Grohl, dad is a Ronald Reagan speechwriter, funds the band. Courtney Love's father basically was the tour manager of the Grateful Dead, which was a CIA front. So that's
the Grateful Dead CIA too?
100%.
It makes sense.
They
now.
Were the they were the house band for the man who made all the acid for the CIA, and he was their he jam band while they were making acid, and they basically used the Grateful Dead as a way to distribute acid everywhere.
And they wanted to see the effects of it.
Yes, cuz acid's different than shrooms. Acid makes you dumber.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Dude. Okay, you love the NBA.
I do love the NBA.
But it's a work.
Totally.
And you still watch games on the edge of your seat, which is confusing to
me. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I see it. It's sad. You know,
is it a total work?
I think it's a work when it's not going the way they want. When it naturally goes the way they want, they let it go. Right? That's even politics. If the guy they want in is popular, they don't fuck with it. They just let it naturally happen. If the guy they want in isn't popular, they manipulate everything. So, you know, LeBron James goes to the Lakers. They need the Lakers to be good because that gets them all the views in L.A. And then when that's not going well and the buses want to sell, they need to get another star there. So they basically make a deal with the Mavericks, send LeBron James. Send Luka to the Lakers. We'll send you Anthony Davis, a top 75 player of all time. That's questionable, but he's a top 75 player of all time. He's still really good, and we're going to give you the first pick in the draft. And if you study who's gotten the first pick of the draft multiple times, it's the team that lost their franchise player in a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then Luka goes to the Lakers. They sell for $10 billion, which is the most any sports team has ever sold forever. And now the owners who own the Dodgers are my favorite team of all time. I love the Dodgers. They're the best ran team in sports. Now they got, as soon as these guys get in, they're already talking about getting rid of LeBron James because Rich Paul has too much say in everything. Get rid of him. Start it over. So it's all a work. Patrick Ewing is the reason I love basketball, and they forced him to New York because he was a generational player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why does Portland take Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan? And then Michael Jordan goes to Chicago, who's their mascot, a bull, bath mitt, you know?
No, are you saying what I think you're saying?
Yeah. Bath mitt. And then he loses his dad in a gambling thing, which makes no sense. If you're Michael Jordan, you have all the money in the world. Why wouldn't you pay off your dad's gambling debts? You love your father.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get into how every one of these people have lost a family member to a weird thing.
That's the lost thing is true.
Yeah.
So you're saying that NBA, so that's in plain sight what you're saying.
Yep.
And the revelation of the process. A revelation method. I believe that's everywhere. And the tiny little symbolisms and everything. So as long as we see it, then they get karmic retribution.
Yes. So the whole theory is, and I don't know why they made a rule, that they have to tell you what they're doing. So if you don't stop them, it's on us, not on them. It's karmically, it's cleansing to them.
Mm-hmm. So that's why if you see something like the Bulls, the Bulls on the jersey, it's cute, it's cartoony, it's cuddly, but it represents darkness.
Yeah.
And so you're saying they wanted to push that agenda.
Yes.
And the sport of basketball with the
star.
They
wanted to get Jordan to one of their biggest markets. So then Portland takes Sam Bowie.
Yes.
Okay.
Who was a bust.
Who had bad knees.
Okay. And that was known.
Yep.
So they wanted, so the powers that be aligned it.
Yep.
Wow.
They do it all the time, dude.
And the same with the NFL.
100%.
The Super Bowl, I know you got to go, so I'm going to let you, but the Super Bowl is one. Are you on the same page of these two things? That you can't do a ritual as a joke. Meaning when Lady Gaga, and I will say this out loud, is on SNL and they're doing a fake skit with a ritual. They're actually doing a ritual.
Well, have you watched...
You agree with that?
Yeah. Have you watched Lady Gaga's halftime show at the Super Bowl?
Well, there was a lot going on.
But that was literally the story of Lucifer.
Really?
He falls from the sky down into hell. She goes down there. There's pentagrams all around the stage. Nobody says anything. There's pentagrams all over the stage and everyone's in red like fire.
Yes.
It was the story of Lucifer.
Wow. So I believe that she's a total...
Gaga is actually a term for Pluto, and Pluto is the messenger of Saturn, and Saturn worship is the oldest of all the religions. Kronos is the oldest god. Mm-hmm. So I get in fights with everybody because you see in religions the black cube everywhere. In Islam, they go around a black cube.
Mm-hmm.
In Judaism, they have a black cube on their head.
And there was a black cube on, yes.
What Trump is the has a black cube on his building.
Wait, there was a black cube in the 2001, and there's an actual black cube on the 405 down in San Diego, that building.
Yeah.
What does the black cube represent?
Saturn.
And it represents Satan?
Satan isn't a thing. Satan means the enemy. Kronos is the oldest of the gods. He represents time. He's why there's rapid child sacrifice because mm-hmm. he was known for eating his children. Yeah.
So the Super Bowl, okay, going back to the Super Bowl, it's one big ritual, correct?
Well, it's very funny because
the game is not the real thing. It's the halftime show.
I listened to Colin Cowherd in the morning on 570, and he hates conspiracies, and he's always wrong.
Why?
Because he's a corporate guy, and he rails against conspiracy. The big rally.
Is he actually a corporate guy, or is he actually dead inside, or is he actually just going against him because he knows it's true?
He's just a guy that just wants to make as much money as he can. So he plays the corporate game. There's a lot of money in that. And him and his sidekick, his co-host, Jason McIntyre, I think is his name. I listen to him every day. Most of the time I'm hate listening, but I love their show. So 2 years ago, they were yelling at conspiracy theorists who were saying that the NFL was trying to get the Kansas City Chiefs to the Super Bowl so that they could have a moment where Taylor Swift makes out with Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big moment. Mm-hmm. And sure shit, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So they don't say anything about that. The next year, the Kansas City Chiefs aren't as good as they were the year before because Patrick Mahomes, his salary kicks in. Now he's getting a big QB salary. They have to make cuts in certain places. So the NFL, so the season's going on. They're playing games, and there's these weird calls where the Chiefs get another play, the game gets extended, and the Chiefs win. And everyone's like, they're trying to get them to the Super Bowl again.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin Cowherd's like, oh, you're crazy. It didn't happen. Well, they faked the funk so much, the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl and they just get annihilated by the Philadelphia Eagles because they were a real team. They mm-hmm. weren't being pushed forward. Mm-hmm. Well, what happens quietly in the offseason? The NFL fires three refs that ref these Chief games.
Why?
Because basically they were basically
they were the ones pushing them forward, right? Correct? But didn't the NFL want them
their numbers were down. The NFL won't admit their numbers are down because people are over the rigging. Authenticity, right? So for the first time ever, the NFL recorded their their numbers based across all platforms. Usually they're like, this is how many people watched it on CB. They didn't do it that time. This time they were like, across all platforms, yes, these were our numbers.
They did that.
Yeah, because they didn't want to tell you that the numbers were down because everybody knew they forced the Chiefs into the Super Bowl. That's my opinion.
Dude, I agree with that.
They're like, so cross all platforms. I'm like, oh, cross all platforms? You're telling us this one?
But they fired the guys who they empowered to get them out, to make them look like they were bad, but really the NFL
empowered they sacrificed them. When you sell your soul, they can do anything with it. They can treat you like a paper cup and just throw you into trash.
Okay, but you're actually saying those refs sold their soul.
Well, they took money.
They took money. They played. Which is a form of that.
Yeah.
Knowing that they were going to do something that was not moral.
Basically, they push this. I'm sure there's like Freemasonry involved, secret society, and everybody on the field.
Dude.
100%. I got jammed.
I got to let you go. Dude, I could talk to you forever.
Yeah, dude, I love you.
I wish we stay on one. I mean, you have so much to say. Just go to samtripoli.com.
Go to samtripoli.com. Go to whitenick.com.
Nee.
That's my website.
Boy, I got to cut that out. You can't say that.
Okay.
You can't. Right, those talkies, they're blockers.
That's not why I came to Hollywood.
Fucking backwards.
Bullshit.
I hate to break it to you.
Save big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.